Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is your University of Memphis basketball coach, the one and only Penny Hardaway. He joins us now. Coach Hardaway, what's the word, man? How are you?
Everything's great, man. Just working and grinding. That's about it.
How much are you looking forward to this, Coach, these 10 extra days of practice that we think, and you, maybe you can confirm start today for you, what you're looking to get out of it and how much you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it because you get more time. You know, they usually only give you 4 hours a week in the summer, and now we get an opportunity to kind of have, you know, as much time as we need. We can watch film. We haven't been able to watch film because that kind of takes away from the time that we need to be out on the court teaching these kids because they're young team. And, man, just to be able to have more time is great, and today is the first day to do that.
What
I'm looking for is basically just once they get into the film room and we can start showing them where they are on the floor and where they need to be, the good and the bad, I think they'll grow from that much faster.
They told us, and maybe you can tell us if this is true or not, did you put this off last year? I think y'all had a chance to go to Montreal. You did with that team. But did you put this off last year knowing, you know, looking ahead to this year and this roster and expected to, hey, let's do it. It'll be more valuable to me next year.
Well, I did because I knew that it was my first year.
Yep.
And I knew I was inheriting, you know, another team. And I just didn't feel like that I was ready for it. The team was ready for it. It was just too much going on. We weren't really fully, you know, all together and have the team where we wanted. I feel like if I had a year under my belt with my staff, the following year when they gave me the option would be better for us because we would have had a year under our belt, and it would have been a much smoother transition to go, hoping that we would have done what we did this year with getting a really good recruiting class and then going on a foreign trip.
Coach, you obviously hired a new strength coach this offseason. You know, he's been in the sand with the guys. He's been in the pool with the guys. What have you made of the workouts and the progress that your guys have made with the new strength coach?
Well, I mean, I'm loving it. I think it's obviously Darby, his reputation precedes itself. He's a guy that, you know, that's well-known around the country. Definitely thought as one of the top two or three in the country at what he does. So it doesn't shock me that he's trying different things in the pool, in the sand. The one thing I love about him is that he's a relationship guy. Mm. Everything that they're doing in that sand, they have to support one another. They have to talk. They have to communicate. And it's all basketball-oriented stuff while they're doing things in the pool and in the sand. So I love that.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway. They are a little over a week away from going over to the Bahamas for their national trip. Should be good. Coach, I know you haven't had as much time, and that will come in the coming days. But from what you've been able to see and what you've been able to be around the guys, has anybody stood out to you?
I think every freshman has stood out in their own special way. And that's not just, you know, being political. That's just everybody's doing what they do. Damian Ball, unbelievable defensively. Lester Canonias, he's rebounding, you know, defending, knocking down shots. Precious Achiuwa, man, defending 1 through 5 and being unstoppable on getting to the basket. Of course, James is being James, you know, an athlete. Gotten better, worked on his jump shot, changed his form a little bit, working really hard. Boogie Ellis, working hard on understanding defensive schemes. It's shocking me how much he wants to study and how great he really wants to be. It's just been, and DJ Jeffries. DJ came in, like, right away, fired up and working his butt off on understanding the same thing, defensive schemes, wanting to study, wanting to we gave all the guys iPads so they can look at the practices and things of that nature. And then on the floor, just the energy that they're all giving is just amazing.
Man, everything you just laid out, I'm sort of picturing you as a sort of a scientist in the lab, right? And you got all these crazy ingredients, and you're trying to make that volcano blow. How much fun is this? Just on August 1st, you've already hauled in number one recruiting class. You got all these possibilities in front of you with this, you know, this great roster. How much fun is this right now, just for Penny Hardaway on August 1st?
Well, it's a lot of fun. Man. When you have talent. You know, you have a lot of young athletic talent. And to be able to have all these different pieces to go along with what we have coming back from last year, it's a coach's dream. Of course, we got to put it all together, but to be able to be in there and see the possibilities of matchups and lineups and things of that nature of what we're going to be able to different lineups we'll be able to play this year is fun as a coach.
You know, I've been. It feels like Lance is a wild card. We know you trust him. We've sort of seen the relationship. Heard you speak very highly of him. What kind of role? Just because we don't know him as much, what kind of role do you foresee for Lance Thomas?
Well, first of all, we need him to be a leader, okay. Because he came here understanding the game, having played at Louisville, having to sit out a year, understand what our style is. He was our hardest worker last year by a long shot. Mm. He's our best shot blocker last year. He wants to win. He wants to play. He's going to have a significant, a big role for us this year because we're going to lean on him a lot.
Coach, did you by chance see Jeff Goodman's poll from last week?
I think I saw the poll. The poll when they rated the coaches.
Well, they asked who was the most feared recruiter in college basketball, and obviously, okay. you were the top vote getter. You beat out Coach K. You beat out Coach Cal. You beat out Sean Miller. What'd you think of that poll, and you getting most of the votes?
Well, the first thing I thought about was my staff. Honestly, I didn't think about myself. I thought about how hard, and you know, Tony Matlock worked, Mike Miller and Sam Mitchell. All of us worked. On the countless hours of trying to get relationships with these kids and their parents. And to me, that's what attests to not just me. I don't look at it as me doing it, but I do, you know, appreciate the respect of them saying, you know, being the most feared to recruit against because, you know, me and my staff, we did an unbelievable job last year to be able to get the number one recruiting class. So when I see that, I know that's just his opinion, but it's an opinion that counts in our world. So I'm definitely honored by that, but also proud that, you know, I knew I was picking the right staff when I got those guys.
Man, and apparently with Cody Toppert, we've talked to some NBA guys, Penny, that said he was the best development guy in the NBA, and you brought him to you. Have you seen that? Do you see the results
Absolutely.
Already in these workouts?
Absolutely. Man? I actually I talked to Cody on the phone for like a month,
mm-hmm.
and I grilled him every single day on different things, and every answer he gave was with energy, with positivity.
Yeah.
How would you work this out, Cody? He worked, I mean, everything, he's a brilliant guy that understands the game. He's a people's person. He's a hard worker. All of that goes into him being driven to be, you know, the best coach. And I want every coach on my staff to feel like they're the greatest at what they do. And we're all the greatest at what we do and what we bring to the table. And Cody is excellent.
In terms of the way that you look at the Bahamas trip, Penny, is it about chemistry? Like, is this mostly just about getting everybody, you know, their first true quote-unquote road trip? Or are you actually, you know, hoping to take some things out of on-court stuff in the Bahamas? Like, what's the balance there with this trip coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be a couple things for me, for sure. The chemistry on who's out there on the floor, the energy that they give. When things aren't going well, how they're going to respond, because we have a young team. And these kids have all been the man on their team, and we have a lot of talent. Just going to notice those things. And then also to bond. When you go on trips like this where you have one place, you're at one place, and everybody's there every day, and we're doing fun stuff together, you begin to understand who your brother is off the court, on the court, you know, and, you know, it becomes you get closer. And that's what I'm looking for this trip to be, a well-rounded trip for us overall.
And then I know you guys added Bryant a couple of weeks ago. Is the schedule mostly done from your understanding, Penny?
Yeah, it's mostly done. We're just waiting on the NBA to kind of do what they're going to do with the Grizzlies. But, yeah, it's mostly done for sure.
Coach, I failed in the Memphis Madness prediction business, as you well know. I'm getting out of that business. Any predictions from you on Madness? I know you're running.
No predictions because we don't want people. I mean, honestly, we're trying hard to get top X. Everybody should know that because I want that for our city.
Yep.
So we're working hard on that. It just has to match up with those guys' dates because, you know, obviously they're year-round artists that are going in and out of the country and having people to pay them tons of money to go here and there. And we're going to try to get the best of the best. Try to get the best for sure.
Hey, Penny, I meant to ask because I've seen this quite a bit on your Instagram, but you've got this fantasy camp coming up. And it's like, so is this like a chance for a dude like me and Jason to like – feel what it's like to be recruited by Penny Hardaway and play for you? Is that what this camp is?
Absolutely. It gives you a kind of like an insight on what we really go through as a coaching staff with our team. So it's almost like, yeah, like you're one of our players you've been recruited to come to the University of Memphis, and this is the experience that you're going to get. Exactly like the players.
Do I get like a minutes guarantee? You know, I mean,
he's a selfish. How about a selfish white shooter, coach?
I'm a shoot first. Where does that kind of fit in your offense?
Shoot first, man.
Can't find.
We got to get a roll for a shoot first.
There you go, hey, coach. Always appreciate
man, thank
the time,
you for this,
man.
Coach. Enjoy the Bahamas,
yeah, no
brother.
Problem.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, he is Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway. Always appreciate his time. And listen,
how much is fantasy camp? Have you looked?
I have looked.
Maybe we can pony up and get you in. Really, you should pay your own way. I mean, you got it. But
I mean, I think.
I mean, that'd be good for the show. I
want to
like.
Say it's like $2,500. That's what I want to say.
Mm.
But I have.
But
to.
Think about how much insight you'll bring back.
Oh, I mean, honestly, that'd be like a that would be an unbelievable like segment. Mm.
Let's send an email to corporate.
That doesn't sound like it's gonna go down. Yeah, one's getting the that one's not
sounds
going
like,
through.
Appreciate Penny for that, man.
But yeah, like I mean,
it was fun. That was a good interview.
He's going through, he's going through each guy. You know,
yeah.
I mean, especially the young ones. You know, I mean, that's the part of it that's really, really, you know, exciting.
No, looking forward to seeing what they get out of that trip. Like you said, a couple of things, chemistry, but you can also get some on-court stuff out of that. See how fast you're gonna go. Like I told you. Half court offense to me. You know, that's what stopped this team in previous years. You know, again, who you're running against, but you want to start seeing what you can do in the half court. Because I'm telling you again, those tournament games, they'll come down to it. They'll come down to a few possessions of what you can do in the half court. Those have killed Memphis in recent years.
Yep. And schedule's pretty much done for all intents and purposes. So it's all getting started soon. That's the exciting part about it. Thanks to Penny Hardaway for joining us here on the show today. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.